Welcome to Icons Behind Brands. Hi, I'm Devlina, your host. Join us in this interesting conversation with Ms. Malavika Mathur, who is a Director of Marketing Communication at Hyatt Regency. She's the powerhouse of shaping in hospitality marketing with over a decade of experience and a stellar track record at Hyatt Hotel and the Leela Palaces. Malavika is a force in branding, digital strategy, PR, and more. Tune us to explore the mind of Marketing Virtuoso, a strategist who navigates the nuances of digital storytelling and marketing. A very warm welcome to you, Malavika.
Thanks so much, Devlina, for that really nice, sweet introduction. And it's truly very humbling, and it's an honor for me to be a part of this. And I would really, really like to congratulate you and your team for putting in this effort to actually come up with this concept. I think, we can start ahead, but thank you so much for having me. And I hope I'm able to add some value to this episode.
We are so happy to have you here, Malavika, covering you from a very different angle, so the purpose of Icons Behind Brand is to bring the knowledge about marketing, branding challenges from different industry. So I'm excited to cover it from the hospitality side, from you and the kind of experience which you have gathered so far. It's really amazing and I'm super excited to start this conversation. Okay, so before we get into the hospitality segment, I would love to know about your journey so far till here, how you have started and till here. So that will definitely, help us building the whole context about today's conversation.
Right. So, I would start, I think, my journey from doing an MBA. Mm-hmm. And I think I was right out of college, and I was always interested in advertising and PR. And this I'm talking of 2008 and 2009,
okay.
So this is back quite a few years. So that is before we had digital marketing. This okay. is before we had, online marketing. This is before we had social media, actually. But I was still really, really interested right after college in, in advertising particularly, in PR, in marketing. So of course I had some short stints at, companies, there was one PR company, there was one advertising company.
Okay.
And I kind of understood that, there was a gap, of course, in my education at that point in time, right after college.
Okay.
And I really felt that I needed some more formal education. So I went ahead and got an MBA in marketing particularly.
Okay.
I spent about 2 years getting an MBA, actually getting educated in this field. And then right after an MBA, I was really lucky to have a campus placement, and that's where I started this journey in hospitality. And I would say it was by default completely. But my first job out of college was in ITC Hotels.
Okay.
And that actually started not from core marketing, but it started from sales, because at that time, a lot of our professors and mentors felt that, you directly shouldn't just jump into marketing. Mm-hmm. And to actually understand the customer better, to understand consumers, to really understand what's going on, you definitely should start off with sales. So that was the idea. So I wanted to, then have this switch into marketing, which then, I started working with this company, which was called Dynamo, which okay. is by Times. Mm-hmm. And there I was actually working for different hotel brands. So they wanted somebody from hotels
okay.
to work for marketing for different hotel brands that were under them, that they were doing marketing for.
Okay.
So, I had a chance to understand them, different brands, whether it was an ITC or a Leela or, a Marriott brand. What do these brands want, and how could Dineout assist them in terms of marketing? And just help them out in terms of promoting themselves better. Yeah, so that's briefly how my journey has been so far.
That's pretty amazing to see how see and connect the dots from here where you have reached, how you have started from sales, from the industry, and got an understanding about how this industry works in terms of sales. When you go and meet the consumer directly and understand their pain points, and it cannot be better than when you are not in sales, right? So I feel for any professional, if you, especially if you want to start your career in the management side, sales is the best way to understand the nerve of any industry and about your consumers.
Especially, especially like the time that I'm talking of when I was when I joined ITC and I joined sales. Like I said, that this is before, like when social media was used as a platform for brands to actually, reach their customers. So, at
Right.
that time there was no like social media as such that brands were really using to market or to use as a promotional tool. There was no like digital marketing as such, it wasn't such an evolved field like it is today. So, at that time, I mean, now of course we have a lot of, because of digital marketing, we also have a lot of consumer insights by looking at their online behavior,
Right.
clearly. But this is the time when there really wasn't that much. So of course, I think for me, in hindsight, it was good that, my mentors and professors in college, of course, told me to go and join sales. And they said that, it would be really interesting, especially to understand hospitality sales, because it's very different from any other sales, especially when you're working for, a luxury brand like ITC and to differentiate that what really drives customers to prefer that brand as
Right.
opposed to another luxury brand like a Taj or now a Hyatt or a Leela. Like what differentiates the products, and why do customers choose one luxury brand over the other luxury brand? So that really was very interesting for me to kind of start from there.
So Malavika, help me understand about this industry. Like, how do you stay updated, with this industry, when it comes to the marketing trends and the new technologies which are coming? So, as we see the industry, it is constantly changing and it is very rapidly changing. So, how do you stay updated about the trends?
So it's actually, I feel like it's really, really important to stay updated in this industry, and especially today, because if I feel like I know, I've been in this industry for a decade and I don't need to know more, very soon I'll know nothing practically.
Right.
So I feel like things are changing so rapidly in terms of like almost every few months, things at least like online are changing. Our own social media algorithms keep changing. Something that if I'm out of, like supposing, like I was telling you that I went on maternity leave. So even at that point, it was very important for me to still read and try and know about like what's happening in
What's
the
happening in the
industry.
market?
I always look at what's happening in the competition hotels, my immediate comp set. I also look at what's happening internationally, because I feel like currently for this brand that I'm working for, the Hyatt, of course, it's really, really important to know, because we have a lot of guests coming from all over the globe.
The way this digital marketing era is changing, the way technology is, taking a huge place in this marketing segment. So, what excites you the most about the future of marketing in this hospitality sector, and how would you adapt your strategies to meet upcoming challenges and opportunities?
Right. So I think this is a very exciting time to be in hospitality and, to be in hospitality marketing. I think ever since, the pandemic, things have completely changed, and we're rapidly evolving into, finding something new every day, whether it's to do with technology, whether it's to do with customer preferences, whether to it's to do with you know, how we promote our brand. So things are rapidly changing, and I feel like because of this change, there is so much to learn for anybody who is in this in hospitality and in marketing.
Right.
That keeps you on your toes. And lots of times, you know, I think when you're in marketing in hotels, you are the first sort of touch point where, you know, maybe a new technology, if you have to introduce it, you will have to sort of understand that, you know, how it works.
Yeah.
What are advantages of this technology, and then you'll have to present it to the management. And yeah, of course, by the end of it, then you see the customers and you see how something that you were a part of implementing, you know, is helping the customers and is making your brand more preferred. So that's it's always nice to see that.
Yeah, yeah. And after the tech intervention, especially the AI and ML, the kind of marketing, it has changed. The results are totally different. Even like, you know, a very small example of ChatGPT. So I think now it has become the part of our life. So I always say that is my intern. You know, whenever I feel like giving an instruction, it is always there to help you, your personal assistant, right? So that is just one example, and AI is huge to explore. There is so much to explore.
It's huge. Yeah, for us also, you know, I think what's amazing, like, for example, virtual reality, right? Something like that. Now, somebody who's sitting, I'm just saying, in some different part of the world, can actually experience our hotel, you know, by just virtual reality. You know, they can record actually and making their decision.
It's pretty interesting, and I think there is a major role of the COVID time also for this, you know, a lot of technology which we have implemented in our businesses and in life also, especially the VR thing which you are saying, virtual reality is so fascinating. You know, me sitting here, I can actually take a look and feel about where I'm going to stay, or maybe when it comes to the B2B decisions, the big decisions. So that time, I think it's
We also have a lot of wedding clients. You know, there are so many people who are not in India, and it's typically these things that, you know, the bride and groom will only come for 1 week to actually get married here.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're here, and but they've already made that decision that, you know, they want to choose Hyatt Regency Delhi as opposed to any other hotel in Delhi, because again, they've seen the services, they've seen, you know, the kind of weddings we are doing. We also have, you know, a lot of, we actually have actual videos to show them of other clients. And then they can also, if, you know, they want to see how something looks, so we also have AI tools which helps them in, you know, seeing if they see that, okay, on this particular table, I want to put yellow flowers.
Okay.
So, you know, they can experiment and they can actually see how it looks. So, they, but then they're making these decisions about very important moments in their life.
Wow.
Sitting from somewhere completely different. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. I mean, when you are saying, I'm just imagining, just imagine your event and you are customizing with the use of your AI tools and other things, and you exactly know how you're going to look, or maybe how your place is going to look at that time. Otherwise, we spend a lot of time, you know, overthinking about that event, because that is a once in a lifetime event. That could be a once in a lifetime event for people, right? So when it comes to marketing, Malavika, so how do you balance the art of storytelling and with the data-driven analytics insights in your marketing efforts? And if you can just share some example of campaign where this balance was crucial.
So, you know, I'll be honest with you. I feel like when you're asking how do you balance it, I think it always needs to be balanced. If I'm telling a story today, and I'm not really following a data-driven approach after telling that story, and I'm just saying, oh, I told a great story, but I don't have numbers for that story,
right?
Then there's no point in the story being told for me.
True.
So I feel like you always starting with the initial phase when you're actually conceptualizing your campaign, to the time when your campaign is out in the market, to the time after that when you're analyzing your campaign, you always have to go with that idea in your head that you want an approach which has to be having storytelling and a data-driven approach. There is no exact formula to know that which campaign will work, which campaign will not work. But I think you always, when you put out a campaign initially, you always have a test run for it. You see how it's doing. Sometimes some things don't work, so then those things are not working for you. So at least in your future, you will sort of ensure that your storytelling is then customized according to your insight. I think that's it's always something that we intentionally try and look at. It may not always work, but it is very, very important for me and any campaigns that I'm doing to just see that they work.
As they say, marketing is art as well as it's a science, so it's very important to marry that art and science and to present it in a best possible way to find out the results, our desired results and the objective which we are finding out, right? So
I mean, also there are a lot of I think there are a lot of times when really nice campaigns, it'll be perfectly well designed, but it just may not work. It may not work for the customer. And I think it's important at that time to sort of put away your personal biases and understand that why didn't it work.
You cannot avoid one, or you can start your campaign. So it both have to be there, very, very importantly. So again, about the balancing. See, when you become a senior person in any organization, you deal with a lot of things. Okay, so it's all about how you balance certain things. Again, coming to your leadership, how do you balance being a leader as well as being the part of the team? So it's sometimes, at times it's difficult because it's you and it's your mindset. It's at times it's leader, at times it's a team player. So how do you balance being a leader and being a part of the team, and what strategies do you maintain managing both the roles effectively?
Right, so I think as a leader, for me, I think it's very important, and I really try to be transparent, number one, with my team, with those who are working with me, and secondly, I also feel like it's important for leaders to listen.
Okay.
And not only talk. And I feel like if you're a leader and you're just talking and dictating and you don't actually listen and hear out people, whether they're in your team or whether they're people who are working with you, I feel like you're not really being able to then completely manage the situation, whatever crisis there is or any other situation that arises.
Let's come into in your opinion, what are the key challenges and opportunities that leaders will face in the coming years, and how should they prepare for that, future ready leaders?
Okay, so I think a lot of what you call so-called challenges would also be opportunities for the leaders, and of course this industry. One of the challenges is always when you're not up to date with technology, but it is rapidly evolving. One of the key challenges and opportunities that leaders would have in terms of specifically for the hospitality industry would be staying up to date to the rapidly evolving technology, and of course adapting it, because it takes a lot of investment. So that would be one. Second, I think this is in general, I think it's a current ongoing challenge that hospitality is facing is actually with attrition. So as the challenge is you know, how do you retain the younger generation to stay in jobs? You know, that's another challenge that hospitality currently is facing.
Right. So it makes perfect sense, you know. I mean, especially when we see the kind of tools which, you know, AI, ML and VR, they are giving it to you. And if you are not staying updated towards that, it is going to make a huge difference. People who are adopting the technology fast and the new trends fast and not doing that, it is, after a few years, it is going to create a huge you know, difference between both the categories. So I feel there is no option left. If you just have to be with the, you know, flow and be with the technology. Yeah. And of course, what you said, it's very crucial in every industry, you know, how you can manage your team to stay with you for long. And you know, that's again a challenge and again an opportunity. Like, how, what innovating things you're doing to keep themselves you know, motivated to stay in the organization and feel that there is a growth for them in this organization, right? And before we wind up this conversation, we have a lot of viewers who are aspiring to become a marketer or maybe a communication professional in future. So what is your message for anybody who wants to make their career in marketing and communication?
I think my advice to anybody young is that keep the hunger alive, keep learning. There is no way that you can survive now without constantly learning. New trends, what's happening around you, learn from everything that's there around you, learn from everyone that's around you.
Super, Malavika, I think we had a great conversation through these questions, and you have brought a lot of insights about hospitality and F&B segment through this conversation. And I'm glad that you made the time for this, and I'm glad that you came here. It was amazing talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.